You will be given a test to determine your ability to withstand shock.
Well, look who's here.
This is the night when fear and horror walk hand in hand.
Do you feel up to it?
The most terrifying form of evil is that which lurks within the human mind.
Rated X.
Welcome to What the Fuck Are You Watching? We're a weekly movie podcast discovering the disturbing, the extreme, and everything in between. I'm your host, Chris, and this is my human salad bar, Lisa.
Hello.
And also joining us, we have mythical male porn star, Bo.
That's partially accurate.
Mythical male porn star.
I've been Dick in porns, Bo. I just don't think anyone's seen them. Dick Bo's.
Dick Bo.
And we got a little special episode for you today. We attended the Unnamed Found Footage Festival. Okay, well, I did.
Yeah, we halfway.
I was there in
halfway
spirit.
Did.
All in all, it was a fun time. I kind of found out about it on another podcast. Sick on Cinema was doing an interview with the director of Leech, David Dawson, and he brought up that his movie was going to be part of the Unnamed Footage Festival. And I was like, damn, I got to check that out. Because he was like, yeah, it's kind of like inspired by King Cobra. And I'm all about that King Cobra. So I
was like, Chris was a King Cobra fan. He has a shirt and everything.
So I had to watch that one. And so I got my ticket. Took me to some fucking crazy looking websites. Yeah, the whole thing was online. Went well over 24 hours. Everybody was in the Discord chat talking. Directors were in there talking about their movies. All in all, it's a great experience. And it was only like $24 or something like that for 32 hours worth of freaking movies. So worth it. So what we're going to do today is we're going to go over a few of our favorites from the Unnamed Footage Festival. Here at What the Fuck Are You Watching, we kind of cover the more extreme side of things. But
yeah.
I think
unfortunately.
I think I found a few that our listeners are going to like. So the first one I want to discuss is Leech.
That one was pretty good.
Yeah, it was good. And this was the world premiere.
Yeah.
I seen a fucking movie premiere. I'm kind of a movie expert now.
Yeah, from right here in our bedroom, too.
Yeah. I was naked most of the time.
You were not. Don't lie.
I've been trying to do like the Angela Aberdeen piss waterfall into my own mouth.
How's that going for you?
I thought it'd be easier with a dick.
Yeah, me too.
Because, you know, it would just work. But, see, the thing is, if your balance isn't right and you start, like, moving around, your dick goes everywhere, and you piss all over the place. Lisa was not happy about it.
What do you mean balance?
Well, because I was doing the headstand.
Okay, yeah.
I just ended up pissing everywhere.
Yeah. But have you not tried
I forgot to put the tarp down. I didn't put a tarp down.
Can't you just...
Yeah, if the Vomit Dolls movie taught you anything, it should be that you have to put a tarp down.
And only in hotels. Motels, oh. In fact. With an M.
I think if you're doing it in your own house, you have to put a tarp down, too.
Yeah, probably. I would advise horizontal.
Not doing it?
No, lay down first, and then...
You gotta work your way up to it, I guess. Pissing in your own mouth is for the pros. You can't just jump straight into that.
All right, we are very off topic here.
Is it ever a bad
talking about
time
Leech.
To talk about pissing in your own mouth?
Yeah, so this was a this was a world premiere. Premiered at the Unnamed Footage Festival.
Mm-hmm.
Leech. It's directed by David M. Dawson, starring Jordan Acosta and Mike Miller. And this movie kind of explores the lolcow phenomenon. You guys know what a lolcow is?
I did not until we watched it and you told me.
Not like I'm aware of it. I've not engaged in a lot of content about this specifically, like intentionally.
Oh, this one's particularly inspired by one King Cobra. He's a YouTuber. He's a goth bad boy, you know? He, I don't fucking know what he does. He gets drunk in his house and just kind of hangs out. Oh, he makes wands. Like Harry Potter wands.
Your shirt is like what, King Cobra wands or something?
Yeah. He uses those wands to, usually to like change the traffic lights from red to green.
God's work.
He does like cooking videos and stuff, and they're pretty gross. makes like drink combos. I think one of his favorites is like a beer poured into a monster. So yeah, that's pretty gross too.
Yeah, I hate that.
And everybody just kind of fucks with him.
I guess that's basically what Four Locos were, weren't they?
Yeah, so that's where we get our inspiration for Leech.
Yeah, I never watched any of the King Cobra stuff. I only know about it because Chris told me about some of it. And the whole time we were watching Leech, I kept asking him, like, is this like the King Cobra stuff? And he was like, yeah, this is kind of like what King Cobra was doing.
Oh, yeah.
Basically the same shit King Cobra was doing.
I kind of fell off a few years ago because it just gets kind of sad.
Yeah.
He's just deteriorating, and everybody just keeps fucking with him.
And just doing more and more dumb shit for money. Like, people are sending him money to do stupid shit.
But yeah, that's the inspiration behind Leech. We follow the Dark Lord of Love's Park.
Dark Lord of Love's Park.
And while he is kind of inspired by King Cobra, I think there's enough here to make it his own, you know?
Yeah, it's some fucking different.
Dark Lord of Love's Park. He's chugging beers and...
He starts off like King Cobra and then gets worse.
He, you know, just fucking makes videos of cool knives that he gets. And they, like, fucking stabbing oranges and shit. Doing his cooking videos. He fucking smashed his guitar on stream.
And then wakes up the next day and doesn't know what happened.
and he takes his guitar to a fucking guitar center. He's like, hey, can you fix this?
He, like, has it in a case and shit at first, too, so they can't even see. And then, yeah, they open it up, and they're like, what the fuck? And he's like, yeah, it's been through some rough times. You think you can patch it up?
This sounds like fucking, Jack's like, friends.
Strings.
Smashed to 100 pieces. And they're like, dude, this is a fucking piece of shit guitar. It's going to cost more to fucking fix it than to get a new one.
To replace it, yeah.
He's like, well, I mean, can you fix it or not? it makes it look more road worn.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Oh my God.
And just like fucking King Cobra, all these little content sites start popping up around him.
Yeah.
Because King Cobra videos are fucking 6 hours long.
Yeah.
And 5 hours and 45 minutes of those videos is just him fucking sitting around. And then, like, out of nowhere, like, shit himself or something. And it's like, hey, I don't know if that was worth fucking 5.5 hours, but we got something out of it.
Oh my God.
But the, little content creators, they'll clip all the good shit out, fucking package it up in a little video,
and talk about it.
Talk about it, and they get all the views. And Cobra's not fucking happy about it.
Cobra.
And neither is the Dark Lord of Love's Park.
Yeah, Dark Lord of Love's Park is not happy about it at all.
Yeah, we're not gonna spoil anything here, but chaos ensues, and it's definitely worth a watch.
Yeah, it was a good one.
Yeah. For somebody that didn't know anything about Cobra, what'd you think about it?
I thought it was good. No, you know, it seems like it probably was inspired by the King Cobra guy, but I don't know anything about him. I still thought it was good.
Next up, we have Killmageddon.
Killmageddon.
This one's directed by, sorry for the names, Keisuke Koizumi and Nozomi Tamaki. This is a short film, 31 minutes long.
This one was like if bass and drum artists did a Pink Floyd video.
I thought it sounded like, I don't know if you ever played Hotline Miami, but I really like this one.
Yeah, we got right in there. I like ones that are like this, that are like, and here's our 30-minute thing of us doing this shit.
Yeah, that was my first notes on it, were that this is definitely our kind of movie.
Yeah, I liked this one.
It just opens with gore.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Fucking Gore City, dude.
In fact, I think she says something when she walks in, like, it's a gore
fest. It's a gore fest, yeah.
It's a gore fest. Yeah, and then she's like, I don't know, there's just fucking bloody people all over the place. And she's like adjusting herself in the mirror, her hair. She's like, oh, it's so humid.
Yeah.
Also, but yeah, there's the like, guy engaging in the gore fest, I guess. He's hot.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I'm trying to remember. I think he was pretty good looking, though.
Yep. Yeah. He had a hat on, covered in blood.
What more could you ask for? This one, I mean, I don't think you can not compare it to August Underground.
Yeah, I think I have it in my notes somewhere.
Because it plays out pretty similar.
Basically, a condensed August Underground.
Japanese August Underground. And I'm pretty sure the two directors are in front of the camera. Awesome movie. I loved it. It's a gore fest.
Yeah. No, I thought it was a really good one, too.
And throughout the festival, I was like, man, I don't know if they're going to play anything crazy. And boy, was I wrong, because we got Killmageddon. And it was awesome.
It was.
From what I've consumed so far, this was the diamond in the rough, maybe.
I think it might have been.
Unfortunately, I missed Leech, but of the things I've seen so far, this was the one. This is him.
Yeah, I was like, I think it's probably tied with Leech for my favorite out of the ones I watched. I do like it because it was only like 30 minutes. So.
You can't go wrong. Like, just,
I feel like I can't say too much without spoiling it, but the little tagline is a twisted saga of generational bloodshed.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I don't really think there's any way you can watch it right now. They did just post a trailer up on YouTube 3 days ago. So if anybody wants to see the trailer. But anyway, I really liked it. And I hope we get a way to see it. Put that shit on disc.
Or just, you know, online somewhere where we can watch it.
Yeah. Next up, we got Human Hibachi 2. This one's from 2022. Written and directed by Mario Cerrito.
Were these guys hot?
I don't know. There's a fucking shit ton of them.
Was main guy hot, or did he just have big arms?
There was like the main two, right? Yeah. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah.
There was like the shorter one, and I think the taller one.
Yeah, that other guy seemed really tall.
The shorter one, yeah, I guess he's hot. I think that might be Mario Cerrito.
I think so. He looks Italian.
Yeah, this one's got a fuck ton of people in it.
Not a single good actor, though. Not a one.
Oh, they were all right.
I don't think so.
I thought that this one fit more into our type of movies, too. It did. It's like low budget.
Bad.
Not good acting.
long for no reason.
Yeah.
they actually ended up playing like all the fucking human hibachis.
The title is good though, and it's actually like indicative of what you're gonna be engaging in.
Yeah,
so that's nice for sure.
I do think this one is the best one. I didn't include the first human hibachi. That one
was
actually.
Was that the one they
was
were
that human hibachi the beginning?
No, that's a prequel.
Yeah.
Okay, because I was like so confused when I was watching the beginning and then Human Hibachi 2, and they were like, oh.
Yeah.
Is beginning you know, the it's like, is beginning the lost movie that they keep referencing in this one?
I don't think so because there's no cannibalism in the beginning.
Okay. Then definitely not.
I think
that's why I was confused.
In the second one, they're referencing the first human hibachi.
Okay.
Which takes place in a hibachi restaurant.
If you're going to eat a guy, that's got to be the way to do it, right?
Yeah.
I think so. I want it real cooked.
The first one was kind of funny because they're doing like the, you know, whole hibachi thing, you know, like tossing food into people's mouths, but it's like
human
fingers.
Food.
It's like fingers and toes and shit. Yeah. Yum. But in Human Hibachi 2, these two guys are big fans of the original Human Hibachi film movie. And they hear one of the dudes is out in the woods or some shit. I don't know.
And well, it's a whole family.
It's a whole family.
Cannibal family.
Well, this one's a cannibal.
The first human hibachi. Yeah.
But the opening sequence that like says that all the makers of the initial film were apprehended except for like two or whatever.
Yeah.
And
okay.
It was apparently. Well, I guess three because. That first guy they find isn't Jin, but he's got a stick that he calls Bob.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's wild. They kidnap people. They fucking eat them. They're cutting off titties. Guts everywhere. A lot of severed wieners.
A lot of severed wieners. Is that the... Would you consider that like a prized portion of meat? Because it's not meat.
Yeah, you know, like, I don't think a dick would be my first choice if I was going to eat somebody. Right?
It's just like tissue.
I think it's just the act of eating somebody's dick.
Yeah.
That these people are like, yeah.
Maybe since I
like... Yeah, my favorite quote is when they said, Lisa likes her meat rock hard.
Yeah, I chuckled at that as well. I don't know. Maybe since I gobble dick in my free time, like the magic's just lost on me. I don't know. I'm going for a thigh.
Yeah, definitely, dude. Yeah. Or I don't know. I guess I would try the cheeks. Yeah. Hannibal says the cheeks are really good.
Yeah.
I will say if you're gonna spit roast a like a human, it's gonna take a lot longer than an hour.
A bigger fire.
Yeah.
Those little twig fires.
Yeah. You're also going to want to rotate. And I will say, if you're going to cook a female, I think you want to go boobies up. That way, with the fat renders, it drips all over the meat. And it'll make the meat juicier. If you go boobies down, you're just losing all that fat into the fire.
Yeah.
Glad you've put so much thought into this.
I cook a lot of meat.
I had a series of similar thoughts, though.
Another good line was, dude kills his girlfriend. He's like, she never let me eat her out the other way.
Oh, yep.
Yeah.
I think maybe what the fuck moment for all these movies we're covering probably goes to this one where they use the dude's severed dick as fishing bait.
I think that's the most economic use of a dead dick, probably. There's no way what would that be like? Like cutting the fat off a something and chewing on it? I don't know.
And I'm sure it's... As soon as you fucking fry that dick up, dude, it's probably going to shrivel up, right?
Yeah. It's going to be like a skin tag.
I wonder if it gets, like, really crispy.
It for sure does. It becomes like a chip, like a pork rind or something.
It might. Probably. It might be good, dude.
Maybe I want a bag of fried dicks.
You get a crispy fucking dick, man. Yeah. Might not be bad.
Yeah, later when they're having their feast, they also... they bring out the dick, and then the one goes, oh, I wasn't going to say anything, but I was wondering where the dicks were. I think they just really like eating dicks.
Yeah, this is latent homosexuality, I think, surely.
Yeah, they are way into the dicks, man.
They've been wanting one in their mouth their whole lives. The only way to make it not gay is to kill a guy and cook it.
Yeah.
I get it. It's fine.
So yeah. I thought this was a good one. And Human Hibachi 3, The Last Supper, is on Indiegogo right now. So if you want to help fund the last human hibachi movie.
I also want to call out that he visits his parents like a responsible son. And he seems disgruntled by the fact that there's still so many leftovers from the last batch he brought them.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's just like a, like, I think a leg and a head in the fridge. And the mom's like, well, you know, I don't eat that.
Yeah.
And I just liked it.
Yeah.
Yeah, they reference it a few times in the movie about how the mom doesn't have the same diet that they do, or she doesn't eat like they do.
Yeah. They're going to kill her and eat her eventually.
But yeah, throw in for the Human Hibachi 3 campaign on Indiegogo. I don't know when it ends.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to check it out. I saw the little options as you were scrolling through. I'm going to go. I'm going to check it out sometime.
Yeah, you can get your name in the credits. You can get a signed DVD copy of the movie.
I'll give that guy $50 to watch him fuck something.
Well, you throw in $200, Bo, you can help direct a scene.
Oh.
So maybe you can film it.
For $500, you can get an on-screen death scene.
Oh. Yeah. Well, should we do $500 and go kill Chris?
Yeah. Cut my dick off.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
That would be awesome.
That would be
Yeah, we're going to have to kill Chris off.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Or Josh.
I would love to die in a movie.
We could get, maybe, I wonder if we could do 500 and they'll kill Jack and Chris.
Yeah, maybe. There's only one on-screen death left to claim, too.
Oh,
so
shit.
So we better get on it.
I'll do it Friday. Hopefully no one beats me to it.
Yeah, dude, that'd be awesome.
I can't.
That's like, getting killed on a movie would be awesome. Another thing, I want to go to like a movie premiere. Like a really fucked up movie, and everybody around you just like puking and passing out and shit, like walking out. That'd be amazing.
Yeah, I remember people saying that shit about like Saw though.
Yeah.
I thought that was light work. Saying,
it's all lies.
I just want to be there when it happens.
Yeah. Well, if you go to our local theater, you can smell vomit.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not the same, though.
Yeah, I guess not.
Yeah, and I did not watch Human Hibachi 1, but I did watch the little prequel, the beginning.
What'd you think of it?
It was okay. It was very short.
Yeah.
I want to say like 10 minutes or something. But I think they made good use of their 10 minutes. I was surprised that there was no cannibalism in it.
Yeah, it's wild that the prequel would depart from the theme.
Yeah, so it looks like you can stream Human Hibachi 2 on Troma Now. Our next movie is going to be Dick Ho, Asian male porn star.
Dick Ho. Yeah.
What'd you think of this one?
This one, I didn't feel like this was really our kind of movie. It did have a funny name that stood out. It wasn't a terrible movie, but I don't think it exactly fits into our...
Oh, sure it does.
I mean, it leans more towards the porn that we seem to get so often in our movies than the horror that we seem to get.
I thought we were finally venturing away from that until we weren't anymore.
But Dick Ho is an Asian male porn star, if you didn't know.
Yes. Dick Ho, Asian male porn star.
Active during the golden age of porno.
In the 1970s.
But.
Supposedly.
His story has been suppressed. It's a grand conspiracy to snuff out the flame of Dick Ho.
Yes. So this is basically a documentary to prove that Dick Ho is real. And they have... porn clips throughout. Some of Dick Ho doing his porns. And they are all very cheesy. And you never see his dick, but they talk about how huge it is. And then you have clips of porn that I think most of them are real porns. And then there's interviews of all these people talking about Dick Ho.
So this one's from 2006. It's a 31-minute short film directed by Jeffrey Lay. Stars Juliet Anderson, Sharon Mitchell, Kay Parker, Annie Sprinkle, and Mika Tan.
Oh, yeah. See, they're all themselves.
Yes, these are all porn stars.
So they are all actually porn stars. I thought so.
Yep. And, yeah, they're all female porn stars. And they talk about their experiences with Dick Ho and how giant his wiener was.
Mm-hmm. And like I said, we get his porn clips and you never see his dick.
Well, there's like a and then, almost Bigfoot-like footage of Dick Ho walking naked on the beach.
Well, that's what I was going to say until we get to the... closer to the end, and then they're like, oh, there's this clip that we think may be Dick Ho, and he's fully exposed for the first time ever. And yeah, you see this guy walking on the freaking beach with a soft penis that is hanging, like, to his knees.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Big old dick. Yeah, you know, it does clips from Dick Ho's porns, and of course they're vaguely racist. And you're like, oh, you asked for extra large egg roll. suck my pork.
Mooshu in your pork.
Which, if this was a...
pork in your mooshu.
If this was a real 70s situation, that's about accurate, I think.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he plays the Chinese delivery.
Okay, so that's literally like a 13-inch soft penis that they're intimating on that.
Yes.
What would you even do with that, you think?
Yeah, because that's soft. Around? What the fuck does it look like when it's hard?
It can't get any bigger. You would only be able to get hard once a day.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Like, there's no way it can fucking get bigger. Yeah, all those people that they interviewed were real porn stars. And the clips that they were showing, I think, were their movies. My favorite thing from this movie was at the end, kind of, they said something like, is there even a thing as Asian male sexuality?
But what's funny is I've actually heard this question posed recently.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I thought that was crazy.
It's been a thing. I don't know about... It's obviously not a thing for straights, because the little Japanese schoolgirls have been a fantasy of everyone's forever, I think.
Yeah.
But in gay world, it was like a running... thing for as long as I can remember that it was regular for people to say, but no Asians.
Damn.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Only like within the past, I don't know, 4 or 5 years have people started being like, you know, that's wild, right?
I couldn't find any where to stream Dick Ho. I don't know if you can get it, or maybe I'm just missing something.
I bet if you search the annals long enough, you can find it on Pornhub, because I've found some wild stuff on Pornhub.
Yeah.
I'm talking like full video game streams that have nothing to do with anything sex related. Like 6 hour long streams.
It should be on Pornhub. But anyway, yeah, that was, I think, everything our audience would like. From the Unnamed Footage Festival. There were a lot of good movies on there. I only highlighted what I thought were the best ones.
I hope that next time I don't have to work, so yeah, I can actually watch the whole thing, because I think it was a cool concept. And yeah, they had like the little things in between, like the pop quiz or die, mm-hmm, and the... Yeah. I don't remember what all they did in between, but they had little things in between, and then, like, yeah, it was almost like Adult Swim or something, like the stuff you see late at night.
Yeah.
Was it, like, Off the Air or something?
Yeah, some of that shit was wild, man.
Fortunately, we only found out about it, I don't know, was it, like, 3 or 4 days beforehand?
I think it was almost the day of.
I think it was, like, 3 days, and, I was just fucked, so.
Yeah. Yeah, I was like, well, I'll be working.
Yeah.
Most of that time.
It's fun. I think I'm just fucking blown out and I can't watch fucking normal movies anymore. But there were a lot of, I think, pretty good, kind of more conventional movies. Maybe not horror, but horror adjacent at least. We walked in on Where's Amy Pressman?
The Amy Pressman one, yeah. That one seemed to be all right.
Yeah, and I think you can stream that one on Tubi. I think that one was pretty good. Need more on-screen murder, though. I had the kids in for that live scream movie. I think it's 2018. It's like basically a YouTube streamer, but he, he starts playing a game, and like whenever he dies in the game, his followers start to fucking die.
Hmm.
Kids liked it.
Yeah, sure they did.
I think there's something for everyone. There was even something for us at the Unnamed Footage Festival. I have a degree now, I think, in found footage. I posted it on our Instagram because I Instagram now.
Yeah.
I even had a small correspondence with the director of Human Hibachi 2. Yeah, so I'm like, I'm an Instagrammer. I do hashtags.
We're going to get that guy to chop your dick off.
That'd be so cool.
Exciting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. But yep, that's it for our very first ever bonus episode of What the Fuck Are You Watching?
Yeah.
If you like fucking crazy fucked up movies, we are discovering them because we're kind of new to the scene. We're checking them out one movie at a time. And we rate and review them as we go. Give them a little recap. So, fucking listen to more of it, bitch.
Yeah, you bitch.
Yeah, I feel like this bonus episode was definitely calmer than our normal episodes. So, if anybody just listens to this one, just know this isn't the norm.
Hey, that's
yeah, on
as good brand. As it gets, all right? Well, yeah, like, well, I knew, like, I had to be on my fucking best behavior, or so I thought, because, like, we just came off of the Vomit Gore series.
Yeah.
And I was not ready to fucking be in public, man. I'm fucking...
That was rough. That was rough.
And so I'm like, man, this looks like a normal person kind of movie convention or a festival.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I need to fucking chill. No piss wizard, okay? But when the crazy stuff started playing, everybody was fucking into it. So they're a little degenerate too. So I had nothing to worry about.
Yeah, we're hardly unique.
We need to find one, like an online festival that's all fucked up crazy movies. There's got to be one.
Mm-hmm.
I really like the virtual Unnamed Footage Festival. I recommend it. You get almost a whole fucking weekend full of movies for 20 something bucks.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's in the Discord chatting, having a good time. So I think you should join us next year. I'll be there. They're fucking getting off the rails. So I think now's a good time to end this episode of What the Fuck Are You Watching? Say bye, bitch.
Bye, bitch.
That's damn good.
Did you think this podcast was as good as instant noodles? Or is it more like a cobalt blue tarantula? Leave us a rating and review wherever you're listening to this podcast at. Get in touch with us at WTFAreYouWatchingPod@gmail.com, where you can leave reviews for the movies we've been watching, recommend other movies for us to watch, or leave any questions or comments for us to answer. Either way, thanks for listening.